This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. As Springfield Hospital faces serious financial struggles, the CEO and CFO of its healthcare system have both recently resigned. There's other internal turmoil as well, attrition, missed payments to contractors and others. So what's going wrong and what steps are being taken to turn things around? We are joined now by Nora Doyle Burr. She's a staff writer covering healthcare for the Valley News, and she's been looking into the situation in Springfield. Nora, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so is there sort of an overarching issue here in Springfield?
I think there are some financial challenges facing the hospital system, and then perhaps related to those, some morale and staffing challenges.
But it's not like, somebody was embezzling and therefore that's why there have been all of these losses. It's sort of a combination or a confluence of all kinds of different events that include just sort of the situation of being a small rural hospital as well as some perhaps financial issues that could have been addressed differently.
Yes, I think that's right.
So can you explain what Springfield Medical Care System's relationship is to the hospital? Because there's Springfield Hospital, which is the focus of a lot of this, but Springfield Medical Care Systems encompasses the hospital.
That's right. And Springfield Medical Care Systems also includes several clinics in Vermont and one in New Hampshire.
So in terms of the financial situation, the hospital has been losing money, quite a lot of money over the last couple of years. Can you give us the details?
Yeah. So in 2017, the hospital lost $3.8 million, and they're expecting to lose they were expecting to lose $2.5 million in the fiscal year that ended in September.
So why? Why losing so much money? And is that – can you put that into the context of how other hospitals in Vermont are doing? Are they in the black or are they also in the red?
Yeah. So why – I'll go with why first. there are a number of reasons. It doesn't seem to be one thing. They were self-insured so for their employees, and they had higher claims than expected. So that was an added cost that they may not have been expecting. They also had to pay for some temporary physicians and other providers while they were searching to fill vacancies. And that's a higher than expected expense also. In general, they see a lot of Medicare and Medicaid patients. And those government insurers reimburse at a lower rate than private insurance companies typically. I think that gets to, so that's the demographics of Springfield in part, but it's also something that other small rural hospitals are facing. So in the Upper Valley, Gifford Medical Care Systems up in Randolph also saw some losses recently, and I know other parts of the state, some of these smaller unaffiliated hospitals are seeing losses as well.
So there is some sense that part of this is just the way, the way paying for medical care works, especially in rural communities like Vermont's many rural communities. Yeah. Has there also been financial mismanagement?
Yeah, I think that that's unclear at this stage. You mean specific to Springfield or just in general?
Yeah, specific to Springfield because, $1 million loss preceded by $3 million loss. Is there a way to get a handle on this given that some of these things are known? You probably know or have a budget for some temporary workers. You know that you're in a rural system. The federal government reimbursement rate is not totally knowable year over year, but you sort of know what environment you're working in. So, was some of this mismanagement or just really like the hospital, given its location and size, can't succeed?
Yeah, I think I don't know the answer to that. I think that my understanding is that that's something that the board will be looking into moving forward in terms of what role leadership played versus what role is this bigger. These bigger issues?
Can you talk a little bit about what's happening with the emergency services contract? Because this has been, I understand, a big issue for people who are staffing the emergency services department and for people in the community looking at what Springfield Medical Care Systems is doing.
Yeah. So they had contracted with a Chester-based provider group that was physician's assistants providing care in the emergency department at Springfield Hospital. And they've been doing that for 40 years. And then that the hospital terminated that agreement this fall, and they're moving to work with a Maine-based group called Blue Water that will start in April.
Yeah, and this Maine-based group, the idea here is that this will save them a lot of money, right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I haven't seen, you know, what the exact savings anticipated are, but yes, the administration of the hospital says that they will save money this way.
And why is this an issue for people beyond the fact that this will mean not going with a local contractor? It also has some implications for people who actually work there, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think so the emergency department providers, you know, interact with hospital staff. They've got to figure out where to send people from the emergency department. So they have relationships there. I think this Chester group has about 40 employees, you know, some of whom will no longer have jobs locally. I think that affects the community. I think also people have questions about the motivations for making the change.
Will all of the people who work in the emergency department for the current contractor based in Chester be – Will all of them lose their jobs? You said some of them, but some of them will stay on?
Yeah. So Mount Escutney in Windsor, the hospital there also contracts with this Chester Group, Emergency Services of New England. So some people will continue working there. They also
– But everybody who worked at Springfield Hospital will be laid off?
So it's some providers, you know, worked some days in Springfield, some in Windsor. So I don't know exactly how many employees will be affected. That group has also provided coverage for some urgent care services that are provided by the Springfield clinics. My understanding is that contract is up in the air. I haven't heard whether it's been signed or not.
So in the midst of all this, the CFO, Scott Whitmore, and CEO, Tim Ford, have both resigned. Is that a direct result of all of this, all of these issues that we've just been talking about?
I guess the timing might indicate that, but we don't know definitively, you know, what relationship their departures have to these challenges. I think neither of them have issued statements or, you know, made themselves available for comment. The hospital system seems to indicate or the board seems to indicate that, a change in leadership might help steady the ship, I guess.
It's hard to lose two top leaders. I mean, there's some sense, and the hospital has sort of said, you know, fresh leadership will give us a chance to do more and to, you know, rethink what we're doing. But it's also a big gap to not have a CFO or a CEO. And, you know, I'm wondering how this feels or what people are saying to you about it.
Yeah. I think that what I've heard is that people are, you know, looking forward to a fresh start. I mean, I agree with you that this will be a transition.
And do you have a sense yet of how things are going to be restructured? You know, can the ship be righted, or is there a sense that this could be a dire situation for, you know, for a little while longer at least?
Yeah. So the board's hired a consulting firm that they hope will give them some direction. A report's due back from that firm in February or March.
So. Are there any questions about whether or not the hospital could actually close or have to at least close departments?
Nobody has suggested to me that the hospital will close. I would say that the former administrators, the CEO in August, did suggest that they might have to look at cutting services.
Nora Doyle Burr is a staff writer covering healthcare for the Valley News. Nora, thank you very much for explaining the situation at Springfield Hospital and with Springfield Medical Care Systems. I appreciate it.
Great. Thanks for having me.